The views and opinions expressed on the following program are those of the host and guests and do not necessarily reflect the policy or position of ONTV's management, staff, or board of directors.
Yeah. A new year, a new time for everyone just to lay back and just, we can sit back in an old waterbed from 1986, take off our clothes and just be, there's a new Ghostbuster movie out, it could be like 1984 and we could all just be, mass orgies everywhere we go, because that's where we're just, sitting back with a neck pillow on and a hat and a drink in my hand and I'm just, Kathy's over there trying to stay awake but she looks very tired from working out but she's, and that's what we do every Monday when we come out here to ONTV. We're just talking new.
Hey everyone. Welcome back.
To another exciting, phenomenal, fantastic, stupendous episode of
Talking News.
Well, we talk uncensored, uncut, unedited about whatever the fuck we want to talk about. Why? Because that's what we do. Like, we could be nude right now. You just don't know. You just never know. And there's a lot of cameras in here, so you just never know. I was messing around with the sound effects before we started tonight, and I figured, you know, we could just mess around and do some for a second, quick second, before we go into our normal banter. But I like this one a lot. It's kind of, where's it at? Where was the one that you liked?
I don't know. Oh, yeah, it was this one. It's like,
all right, try
is
again.
Your toilet paper not soft enough? Well, try ours. It's so soft.
And mine would be, nope, not that one. Where is it at? Or this could be a Hot Pocket commercial. Be like, hurry up to the refrigerator right now and get that Hot Pocket. That's right. Put it in the microwave and burn your tongue in 30 seconds. And this one, I don't know what this one was.
Exercise like commercial.
Come on, people, left and right and
come burn those buns of steel.
Those butt cheeks of steel. Yeah.
Right, left, left, right.
That sounded like, what does it sound like? The cha cha to the left, cha to the right, cha to the. Now, this one right here sounds like some. Yeah, baby, step into a Slim Jim. We're about to have a wrestling match tonight. Hulk Hogan against Dwayne Walker Johnson. That's what we do. We're live out here. WWE Worldwide Wrestling Federation. I don't have a lot of hair left, so don't give me much time. I can't wrestle like I used to. I'm a little old, got arthritis in my wrist. But I promise you, brother, we're going to have a phenomenal time nonetheless.
You are silly. You are,
and then this one right here is like, she walked into the room. The room was very quiet except for the music playing. Oh, man.
Monkey.
What is this one? Okay, that was terrible.
Harry, what is it?
I don't know.
Oh, my goodness.
The stuff that dreams are made of.
Really?
And then we also got... Yeah, tonight we talk about on Nerd 101, Apple Square TV, and about all the new apps and social networking that people are doing because they're clearly not socializing anymore. They're just on their apps. We'll be talking about that and oh so much more. And fuck Bill Gates. Just kidding. Oh, just kidding. We probably lost like a few. Oh, man. But hey, we're back. We're here. I like this one because it's Phil Hartman from Saturday Night Live.
You know, I can't imagine a more dignified way to end my 8 years on this program. Goodbye.
Ew, no.
Goodbye.
No, no.
Goodbye.
No.
Clearly, singing was not Phil Hartman's suit. Rest in peace to Phil Hartman. While we're talking about Phil Hartman, one of my favorite, so You know, I got my hoodie today, my Saturday Night Live hoodie.
Oh, yeah, you did. It's and really cool.
It is really cool. Shout out to
Give a shout out.
Ginger Menagerie, I believe that's...
Say that 10 times. I think Ginger Menagerie.
Let me look at my phone to make sure.
Ginger Menagerie.
It would be like New York. Be like, Ginger Menagerie. Yeah. Ginger Menagerie out in the Brooklyn. We're out in Brooklyn.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, let me see. Yes, Ginger's Menagerie, all one word. Ginger's Menagerie. And I'm guessing the Ginger's is because she has red hair.
Oh, okay.
Yep, Ginger's Menagerie. So shout out to Sarah Ginger's Menagerie. Go on Etsy. She does a lot of cool custom stuff.
I got this. How do you even spell that, though?
Ginger's Menagerie.
Yeah.
M-A-N-A-G-E-R.
Yeah, you might want to look it up.
G-E-R-I-E. I'm pretty sure.
Can actually go
I'm pretty sure I spelled it just right.
Did you spell it just right?
Yeah, it is G-I-N-G-E-R-S-M-E-N-A-G-E-R-I-E. Yeah, I spelled it just right.
Oh, well.
I just thought it was Ginger Menagerie. It's Gingers, plural. Oh. So apparently there's more than one ginger that's making the menagerie. But no, for real, I really enjoy the Blues Brother hat that she made. And she also did a Nightmare Before Christmas hat, which is really cool. Reminds me of like the 90s. And then I had her do this Saturday Night Live hoodie. And she did a really good job, man. She like, I don't know if she crocheted the hoodie. I don't think she crocheted the hoodie. The hat was already made. And then she just put the Blues Brother logo on it. It was really dope. But how have you been? How was your weekend?
You know what? What? Good. Not bad at all. Not bad. I've been on the job hunt, and this shit is horrible, you guys. Like,
let's talk about it.
You know, I haven't been in the job-like world in a while, and I tell you, I don't even understand the rules of this new shit.
What are the rules?
You can, like, tell them whatever they want to hear, and they still won't hire you. Like,
it seems like it's a popularity
contest. Yeah, it's like a
now.
Click. People nowadays want to work with people that they think they're going to have fun hanging out with.
Yeah.
It's not about the worker. It's not about the availability. It's all about...
You almost got to go in there and give them like a hit of ecstasy or something.
Yeah, like be somebody's friend. They're looking for somebody they can like kick it with or have a social life with. It's not like coworkers anymore, which I can understand, but like, man. So it's like you're walking into a place and you don't even know... Nothing. It's not going to be based upon your experience, based upon your availability, or even your skill set. So it's like, it's basically if the person who's doing the hiring, if they like your vibe when you come in the door, that's all it's about.
You know, and it's sad because back in the day, they actually looked for people that was
skilled
workers and that had the specifications for that particular job description. Now it's just like, let's just fill a spot. We'll just fill a spot. We'll just put you right here and see how you do, and hopefully you don't crash the machine.
Yeah.
You know, because like, for example, I work in manufacturing, as you know, and there's a lot of automation in there. And we got people that are just half awake, like letting the robots just, you know, in limbo with the parts.
But the thing is, it's because people are so exhausted. They're having to work a bunch of jobs, and people are just exhausted. And also exhausted and distracted because we live in a world where our attention has to always be on something else. We never can be in a place where you can just focus on one thing. Like back in the day when you wrote a paper for school, you focused in on that, writing that paper because you had to go to the library. You had to make your index, your table of contents. You actually had to research the paper. You had to focus on it. Nowadays, it's like you have to multitask everything. But how can you? Well, you can't.
You can't multitask
all the time.
And that's true. And a lot of these jobs now, they want you to do, like you said, more than one thing. So with the multitasking, for example,
that wears people out.
You know, they want you to do 5, 6, 7 different jobs, but they want to pay you just one, you know, wage, and they think that's acceptable.
I just can't believe how much management has changed. What happened to the organization of management? Like,
they become lazy.
Yeah, I mean, one lady, I went out to Troy for an interview. I didn't even get to get the interview because because she was running behind and running so behind. Where I'm like, I got to get back to, you know, my salon. I have appointments. Like, I can't just sit there and wait for you. But I remember, like, back in the day that the managers were so much more organized. They gave a shit whether or not they had, like, workers. Now it's, like, about being liked. Then I went to another interview the other day in, where was it? Clawson. And it just seemed like I knew exactly what their agenda was. Their agenda was to get somebody to work the days they didn't want to work. And that was it. There was no flexibility. It was just what they wanted.
Which is terrible, because if you think about it, you know.
But whatever happened to working with the employees to get.
That's what I'm about to say. Everyone, like, you know, you should be able to work with them, but also be able to rotate.
Yeah.
You know, like take a fucking a weekend.
It was like they wanted me to work the whole weekend. Every single weekend.
Yeah.
But I, before the interview, I told them, like, I can do every other, you know, I can do a weekend day.
Right.
But just not both at the same time. So I'm still giving you my weekend. I'm just giving you one day out of it. I'm not going to give you both days every single weekend.
But let's be
honest,
too.
And it was, like,
too.
Women that, who were my age and older. So it's, like, I'm 41. It's, like, women in their 50s.
Right.
And so it's, like, I get it. They want their time off on the weekends and stuff. But it was just, like, these jobs are only, like, just fitting little puzzle pieces. They don't even, it's not really about really hiring a worker. It's just a body to fill the hours they don't want to be there.
But
it doesn't even matter about having skill.
Let's also be honest, too, though. A lot of them are just lazy. Because look at the one chick. She basically waited for, you know, another client and another client just so she could get that quick tip money.
Yeah.
And blew you off. And then she was like, oh, well, can you come out here, you know, with your car, because my car is broke down. But no, she just didn't want to lose her parking spot. You know what I'm saying? She didn't want to drive out to you, but she had you come all the way out there.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. I'm putting a message out there to all employers and jobs out there and companies. You know, sometimes you just never know who the best client's going to be or the best employee is going to be. You just never know. And you're not going to know from a resume online, because anyone can put anything online nowadays. But when you actually meet that person in person and talk to them and get a feel for them and who they are, you know what I'm saying? You still won't know who they are, but you're not going to know it from a resume online. And I'm so against that. Like, people go online and do these job resumes and applications, and then they got these third party companies and temp agencies and all these different companies, and they just submit your stuff to a company or whatever. And if it's kind of like a crapshoot, if they want you, they'll holler at you. If not, they don't. And I'm kind of against that. And the reason why is because back in the day, you filled out an application. You actually had an interview. You met the person. Now it's like you got to go through all this jumbo shit just to get to the person.
Yeah.
And then they play this popularity contest bullshit.
Yep. And then they waste your time. Yes, they completely waste your time. Like, I was just watching a TikTok, and this girl was talking about that. And she was saying that she has gone on several interviews, and every time they're like an hour long, and they're like being all friendly and acting like they're going to hire you. Next thing you know, they don't hire you, but they act all cool with you and stuff, making you think that, you know, and it's like, it's getting to the point where it's so much fake, where you're getting people's hopes up versus let's just do the standard interview, answer the questions. That's it.
Yeah.
You don't sit on there and laugh at a key and for hours of people's time and then not hire them.
Yeah, that's true.
That's mean.
But also something that we're finding out as well, and that I'm finding out as well, this world is very sexist.
Oh,
you know
God,
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Very sexist, because you went to another interview and it was all guys.
Yeah.
There was not a female around whatsoever.
At all. And it was just like, I can totally tell they didn't want a woman in there.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I'm still living in that world. Right. But I understand it.
But
it's not ever going to change.
It's disappointing, though, because the way I look at it is, you know, since when is that okay? You know, when is that okay to discriminate against people like that? You know, and people have been doing it forever and they think it's okay. It's not okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got people that are willing to work and they're just trying to do whatever they got to do.
But also, I thought about something else, though, I didn't even think about, though.
What?
That's still discriminatory, that I forgot. I have tattoos.
And
you usually wear
a hoodie or something or a long sleeve shirt on.
I had a sweater on. They didn't really see them, but some people can still see them, though.
Oh, they'll be
all
right.
Because the ones on my head, you know. So it's like, I forgot about that one, too. That's still one, too.
Mm.
And I didn't think about that.
That's true.
You know, so it's like, I forgot that our world still hasn't changed.
But your
I've
tattoos
been in
are not
the,
offensive, though.
But I've been, I know, but I've been in the artistic world for so long.
Yeah.
And going back into corporate America, you know, whether it's working at a coffee joint or a restaurant, it's still to some people, not necessarily the culture, because nowadays you see everybody with tattoos.
Right.
You know, but one person may not like it.
But it's interesting you say coffee joint, because those are the kind of places that would totally embrace you. I mean, look, go to Starbucks and you see people with tattoos.
But let's say I went to one where the manager doesn't have any, because she doesn't believe in them.
Well, that's
and
her.
And she may not hire anybody. You might look at her whole staff and they don't have any.
Really?
Because of her personal belief. People, that's what's happening. People are just picking out people according to what they believe in.
That's true. Because remember, I had my Joker mask that I was wearing during COVID.
Yes. And what did Jim say?
And my boss was like, at the time, he was like, yeah, I don't really think that that's appropriate to be wearing here. And I'm thinking to myself, like, dude, if I'm going to wear a fucking face mask because of COVID, because everybody was, let's just be honest, nobody wanted to wear their mask. But if I'm going to wear a mask, I'm going to wear a mask that's indicative of my personality.
Yes, correct.
I'm not going to wear something that looks like I'm a fucking surgeon in ER. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? No offense. I mean, I get that's it. There was true. A pandemic going on, but it was like, shit.
But people, he didn't like the mask. That was the point. He didn't like it.
Yeah.
So people are, that's how deep this shit is getting. So it's like, heads up, everybody. People are looking for crew members, as in like friendship crew members versus skilled workers. So honestly, you could lie your ass off on a fucking interview. You could lie your ass off on the resume because they're not checking nothing. They're only checking to see if you're fit into their little clique.
And if you that just do it. Exactly what they want as far as schedules. You know, another thing that's really bothering
me
lately.
There is no more flexibility.
The fucking minimum wage for years has been fucked up. I remember my first job that I did was like $4.35 or $4.55.
Mine was like $7.55.
You know what I'm saying? It was like something like $4.35 or $4.55.
Then I came here to Michigan and worked at Myers, and it was like minimum wage was like $6.50 an hour and $6.55.
How the fuck is people supposed to be able to afford? Like, you really can't afford the cost of living if you're just working a minimum wage job. And these minimum wage jobs, like for example, my other job, you know, they're paying like $2 or $3 less, but they want them to stock, they want them to cashier, they want them to, you know,
do four people's jobs.
Yeah, and it's like, no. Like, at the end of the day, these corporations need to fall in line and start realizing that these employees, without them, you wouldn't be making your stock and your bonuses.
That's
true. But don't get me started on that, because I'm not going to say where. But a lot of these companies, they're just, like, bogarting each other. It's like how McDonald's did. They were, like, on every fucking half-mile or 10-mile radius, right? That's how a lot of these other retail stores are doing. And they're squeezing out the Kmarts. They're squeezing out the Farmer Jacks.
You know, it's funny because
Walmart.
Lot of, yeah. It's coming to a head.
Yeah.
The new grocery store is going to be the dollar store.
I'm seeing that.
You know, that's what's happening. And Walmart and Target are going to be the new department stores. And all the rest of the department stores that are out there are going to start closing.
Yeah, because they're already doing it. They're squeezing out the fucking Rite Aid and CVS's.
Yep, so
because you can't have a Rite Aid, a CVS, a fucking dollar store, another dollar store half a mile down the road. You got a Meijer right across the street. There's just too much shit in one area.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, at some point, they should say, you know what? Maybe it's not a good idea putting this store a couple miles down the road.
Yep, it's coming to a head at this, but
but minimum wage, it should definitely be, like, what do you think minimum wage should be, Kathy?
Honestly, it's not even about the minimum wage. It's making everything where you can keep the cycle going, still make a profit, and be comfortable. But they keep doing that with people. So for me, it'd be just about make a wage where everybody can make a living. You know, where...
So that you don't have, like, a set number that you think it should be?
Because it's not about... Because back in the day, you could make $9,000 a year. You consider upper middle class rich.
Yeah.
You know, you could buy a loaf of bread for 5 cents.
Yeah.
You know, and you could do so much. Spending $50 on groceries is like spending $500 on groceries.
I wish that bread was a 5 cents.
Right, but it's just the point that you could live comfortably.
Yeah.
So it's like, do something where there's people are working, the machine is oiled. Can't we just keep it that way? But no, it's like over time, everything has to move fast. Everything has to upgrade. And everything has to keep moving fast. No, it doesn't.
It doesn't.
It does not have to be faster. That's what I feel like over the years. Like, everything has been geared to make everything faster. Why? People are like getting into car crashes. People are distracted. People are sick and ill because everything is geared to move fast. Your body is not made to do that.
That's true.
I can see moderately... You know, moderately moving things ahead, but it's been fast for me, I think, ever since 2000, when the new millennium hit. That's when everything was geared towards everything being faster, from the phones to the computer system, internet, and we've been crashing and burning ever since.
Well, that's a whole another deeper conversation. The reason they started getting rid of the pay phones is because there was a lot of illegal shit going on them phones, and so they couldn't trace them like they wanted to. They tried to tap them and... You know, but it's illegal to do that. And so the best way to do that and to monitor and track everyone.
Take everybody on cell phones.
Exactly. Because on the cell phone, you're given that app permission to monitor your, you know, your activity or where you're at. Even Google. Google's facing like a huge lawsuit right now because they had this thing called incognito mode where people could go kind of, you know, private or whatever and search
but
for
shit.
But
you can pull up people's...
Like, Google was still tracking them.
I believe that. And also, too, Google traps everything you do.
Yeah, but when you're in incognito mode, they wasn't supposed to. And so...
Oh, they're always going to
track
people.
In incognito mode.
We live in the United
mode,
States of America.
So now they're fighting like this billion-dollar lawsuit.
We are in America. It's always going to be some type of fight.
Yeah.
We're not... There is no privacy here.
Hell no, there's cameras fucking
everywhere
now.
There's no more privacy.
But they need to have them in certain
areas,
too, though, because, like...
Everything. They're, like, it's everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Because you ever notice, like, if you look something up, and I think we talked about this before, maybe, but if you, like, for example, if you looked up a college, right, you were just looking up, education, and you put your email in there and your phone number, as soon as you do that, you get a lot of shit that's customized to your particular social app that you're on at that particular time. All of a sudden, you get this college shit.
Wow.
Yeah, like the other day, I'll give you an example. I lost my little piece to my black earbud that I wear at work, the little rubber piece. So I ordered another pair of earbuds, right? And the as soon as I did that and I went to go check out an app, a fucking ad popped up for that exact company that I bought the earbuds at. That's how I know when they're doing the cookies, which is what they call it, the cookies. It's basically they're traces of tracking you, the data. So, for example,
I've seen that when I actually go into looking up like a book title.
Yeah.
It'll come right to my Facebook page, but I was looking it up on Safari.
Yep.
How did it get to my Facebook page? It's the truth. That is very true.
And let's just be honest. Ever since, you know, certain apps have bought out other apps, now they're becoming more corporate as far as, like, look at TikTok removing sounds because of Universal Records. And then also, or Universal Music.
Let's talk about...
The algorithm, too.
Yeah.
We need to talk about that.
Yeah, like...
Before we go into that, though, I want everyone to know my wife is one of the best hairstylists in the area, man. So look up Bravo Cuts, like as in Bravo.
Bravo Cuts.
And she's very good at it. And she's a natural...
22
stylist
years in
and
the game.
Tarot reader. So reach out to her. She's one of the best in the area. It's how we met. If her friend wouldn't have jacked my hair up, I probably would have never walked in there. But something about Kathy made me want to go in there and say something.
So find me on Instagram, Kathy Bravo Cuts, all one word.
Yes. So now we're going to get into this shit.
And that's KathyBravoCuts.
Whenever someone tries to promote or try to network or market, they push people to the bottom of the algorithm. Now, back in the day, they didn't used to do that. You tag somebody in the post.
Because people are making so much money off of Facebook, and they're like, oh, no, we can't do that. That was to get us all hooked.
Oh, and it definitely
worked. That's all it did. And the way that things go to, even your lives and stuff are only on there 30 days, and it's like they're cutting out so much stuff in these apps.
Yep.
That they even market you, honestly.
Oh, they definitely do.
They mess with your image. Okay, they pick out what they think is the best video, what the people would like.
Would respond to.
Yeah.
Yep.
And they make an image out of you.
Like for you, your workout videos, and for me, the horror comedy that I do, the little voiceovers I do under the videos. But that's the thing is, like, these apps, for example, TikTok, they just removed all the sounds, you know, from Universal. Anything that that was owned by Universal, apparently they couldn't come to an agreement. So a lot of videos got, like, muted. So, you know, you got to go through your videos and basically mute them. And that shows you clearly that there's a U.S. company that has their paws in TikTok now. They have, because it's no different than, you know, Facebook and Instagram. They're owned by Meta, which Meta is like another company.
And,
I'm
guessing. they just actually solved that whole TikTok trial. Remember back?
Yeah.
Summertime?
They resolved it.
Yeah. So it's like, who knows what's happened since then?
Oh, they definitely
but
compromised.
But I'm so sick of that. Everybody's doing ads on TikTok. It's getting annoying though.
Yeah.
Like, you ever notice, like, you can, like, start off on somebody talking about a subject, and they're like, well, go into my seminar. It's in the TikTok shop. And I'm just like, you know what? Stop. Like, I am so sick of it. It's like every other video.
That's true. Just like when I bought that candy, I bought that freeze-dried fucking Skittles shit. I bought, like, 3 or 4 packs, right? And no sooner did I do that, every time I would flip or scroll, someone else would be selling the same
shit. Or they'd be like... Oh my gosh. No, I didn't get this dress in the TikTok shop. No, I didn't get this flower dress in the TikTok shop. Go to my page so and click on the link to the TikTok.
I'm
so over it.
You'd be like, I'm a black hairstylist. I blah blah blah. Of course I blah blah blah.
I love those.
Those are funny.
I think those are funny, yes.
You could totally do that with your tarot reading. Be like, of course I'm a tarot reader. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
You know, I actually posted somebody else's like that.
Yeah.
I did. Yeah, I posted this one woman that I follow. I posted her. She did one.
And you were talking about doing stitches and stuff like on TikTok and engaging your viewers and whatnot.
I've been doing that. You haven't been watching my page?
I have, but how you been doing it? Like what kind of videos you like stitching? With stitching, if people don't know what that is, explain what it is first.
Okay, stitching is when you give your opinion on somebody else's video or feedback.
Oh.
Yeah, so for me, I did a video about, making proper assessments on people. And I think I stitched somebody's video. Or, no, I said one was, this is what I stitched. One that was, this guy was like, talking about, the only time I really complain about, women and them calling them gold diggers when I don't have no money. And I stitched it. I said, thank you. Thank you so very much for your honesty. I really appreciate it. I stitched that one. And then this one lady was like, other video I stitched, she was talking about, traditional values. And so I stitched it and said, and gave my opinion, So it's like, it's just. And I'll say, go back to that. If I like the person's video, I'll say, go back to the video and watch that video.
Right.
I hardly do the negative ones where people are like, because most of the time you'll just get blocked if you give a negative opinion. But if you give something positive, you say, go back to the person's video and go and watch it.
Okay.
Like somebody stitched my video on Pussy Ain't Free.
They did?
Yes. Yep. Yes, they did.
I'm going to have to watch that.
And
I'm sure there was some comments there.
Oh my God, I've had men in my inbox ever since. Are you kidding me?
Are you serious?
Yes, I have offended these dusty brokies. Oh my God, I have offended them. These
dusty brokies.
Yes, I had one at 4 o'clock in the morning on my page in my inbox and talking. And I gave him like the straight up, I was just like, this is just my beliefs, so and so, blah, blah. And he was like, I just find it cringe that people equate sex with money. I just think it's cringe. And I said, really?
First off, who the fuck uses that word?
But it was the fact of that people spend time and money in exchanges all the time. You go to work for what? Your paycheck.
Yeah.
You give your time for the money, right?
Yeah, time
and
for
so
the money.
People pay for what they want, whether it's sex, gambling, drugs.
Why
not pay for the woman you want?
Exactly. And
why not?
Sex is one of the biggest industries ever.
Yeah. Like, so to me, what are you talking about? Like, men go to strip clubs. People go to bars. People spend money is to be exchanged. Why is sex not one of them?
Yeah.
To me, I feel like if you were a certain type of guy and you want a certain type of woman and you pay for it. You're paying for that.
Well, they do have sex dolls for that too. Like,
but that's true though. See my point.
Yeah.
And so for me, the dusties, I call them the dusties because they're just like, I have traditional values and I think my values work because I've done it the other way. I'm not saying by things that I speculating. No, I've gone through this. So I don't believe in 50-50. That's just me. And so many men were on my inbox when I talked about the fact that when it comes down to it, if you want the attention of a woman, or at least me, I don't come free. My time, my loyalty, the dedication I'm going to give to you, the sex, all of that is time and energy.
Don't forget the rub downs.
In the rub downs. That's not free.
There's a lot of guys that talk about
and
that.
So
like they don't even
I
get
need
a rub
to be
down.
To be a great wife to my husband. I need to live a very relaxed mental life to be able to do that.
And you usually
I can't do that if I'm stressed out going 50-50 with somebody. And also, too, you can't save no money that way either, y'all. Let's do the math real quick before we go on to the next subject. If you are 50-50 with your partner, if you need your partner's 50% and he needs yours, what happens when one of y'all goes out for the count? Let's say when y'all break y'all ankle, you're off work for 8 weeks. What you going to do with no savings? If y'all both living check to check going 50-50? No. Somebody has to pay the bills in the house. And the other person's job, like the wife's job, is my belief, y'all. This is my belief. The wife's money that she works with goes into a savings account. So that's how you save money for your household. just in case. What if your husband says, you know what? I'm mentally broken down. I need a 2 months off work. We got the money in the account. We got the money that we can say, baby, I got you. Okay. We got this much in our savings. We got $100,000 in our savings. You can take 2 months off work.
In a perfect world, I'd love to say that we have that. A lot of people don't have that right now because Correct. It goes back to what we were saying
Correct.
Earlier.
But to me, I feel like then the men should be single. Don't date because women cost money. Women cost money.
I would disagree there. And the reason why is because a lot of your relationships, more than one person is working and they're both doing what they got to do to take care of the bills.
Yeah, but the thing is, it still comes down to, but you know how many people that I deal with people so much. So mine is coming from personal experience and also dealing with the people industry. So many women and men are stressed out because of the whole 50-50 thing because they wish that they had somebody to have their back to save money. The men say it to me, and the women do. And I've watched people's relationships go up and down, and I've also gone through it too. So it's like, and it's not fun when you have stress of finances in a relationship because you start blaming one another for shit when it's just really, you're just stressed out because you really want to spend time with the person or your kids or your family, whatever. You just start taking it out on each other because there's no money. I watched it even in my parents' marriage. Finances is the number one thing why people get divorced.
Yeah.
Do you know how many readings I do on that?
That's true.
It's finances. People, they start stabbing each other because of money. And I just feel like a lot of people are like the younger generation, they're choosing to stay single. I'm actually proud of them for that because to be in a relationship, it costs money, especially for the man if he wants the woman that he wants. Well, it's just.
No matter what you do, it's going to cost you money.
Because we still, if you are the newer generation, I don't know nothing about Gen Z. But if you are a grandbaby or a great-grandbaby of the baby boomers, it is a man's world. And men are the providers. They are the three Ps, the provider, the protector, and the penis. If that's the world we grew up in. And it's in our world, we deal with our age group. That's who we're dealing with. I know who I'm dealing with. But it took me a long time to see it. I was all about my grandmothers and aunties gave me the cautionary stories of marriage is bad, men are bad, all that, because they chose bad men. And so I became extra Mrs. Independent Woman and all that kind of craziness. And that's a temporary fix to a bigger problem. Huge one. And it doesn't work when you are the grandbaby of the baby boomer. You're just fighting a system that you're not going to win. So to me, I think traditional values works for me in my lifestyle. Kudos to the independent woman out there. Kudos who wants to live that way. That's just not me.
But I also think that the gender roles have switched, but also because of the way everything is up, everyone's working. So it's not like we want to work. You understand? We don't. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know you don't want to.
I don't think it's about, you're correct, the gender roles have, but here's what I've still noticed. The gender roles may, like, you've got a lot of successful women, but here's the thing. A man wants to be a man. A man wants to be a man. A man, deep down in his soul, does not want no woman taking care of him. I have lived it. I have known it. Nope. A man needs to lead. It's in him. That's God's nature. Men have been taught, think about anybody who grew up Christian now, or even any religion of in the USA anyways. Y'all learned that God was a what? A man. Even though that's not necessarily the whole story, but isn't that what we're taught?
Yeah, it is.
So men are made to lead because the first leader of this whole creation is what? God. And in any religion that you see, God is a what? A man, masculine energy. So it's like, but like I said, that's not the whole story, but that's what we're taught. So men are just, it's in the DNA and the ancestors that men are made to lead. If they're not, and women are made to follow. It's just the way it is. And anybody who's lived in these households when the woman has been the provider and all that kind of stuff, you can't tell me y'all haven't had some problems.
there's definitely probably been some issues, but I also think that if people work together, it can be achieved.
Yes, it can be, but doesn't mean one person doesn't feel a certain way underneath it all.
Well, it doesn't mean 50-50. It just means that.
No. Well, okay. It's like, even if it's not 50-50, let's say the woman's bringing home 70% of the income and the man's bringing home 30. That man doesn't feel like a total man, even though it's working.
Well, no, because look at your friend that was with, we won't say who, but when we'll just say A was with that one guy back in the day, and she was like controlling the whole relationship. It wasn't allowing him to do shit.
Yeah, and that
y'all
doesn't
went to
work.
Miami, remember?
Yep. And that didn't work.
No.
It doesn't, because a man wants to be a man.
But he also didn't
He wants to lead.
He didn't really get a chance to do anything, though, because everything was controlled.
Correct. So, in other words, that shouldn't be the situation.
But it's
the man's supposed to lead.
When you have two alpha leaders, though.
You can't, though. So somebody eventually has to submit. That's what I'm talking about. That eventually somebody does.
Uh-huh.
And if you're a female, that to me, I don't want to control a penis. That's not my MO. I believe no matter what position, y'all, the penis inserts. Doesn't matter whether it's coming from the side, the back, the top, the bottom, doggy style, missionary, the penis leads. Think about it. Think about that. The penis leads. So the penis leads in sex. The penis leads in giving us that seed to go into our ovaries to make babies and everything else. It starts with the man. It does.
I also think, though, in the relationships now, especially that I'm seeing in a lot of relationships, the men are acting very, like,
bitchy, like bitches.
Like, kind of like a little feminine. And
yes.
And then the women are acting more
like dudes.
Like dudes.
And it's not working. And it's creating, like,
confusion, frustration.
And weak children.
Yeah.
It's getting to be too much.
That's a deep
really
ass
is.
Other conversation, because you got a lot of these kids that are growing up, and you know, they, when a kid's born, they don't know about race, they don't know about sexual identity, they don't know about none of that shit.
I gotta ask the question though, how come I see so many like young kids with like when I was like 11 and 12, I wore lipstick and lipstick only. I am seeing like full blown like hair weaves, lashes, nails. I mean, full,
on kids?
Yes.
Oh.
Like, what is with that one, too? Like, why do the young kids look older than the adults?
Only thing I can think of is because they're mesmerized by what they see on TV with the celebrities. Like, you know what I mean? And their kids, or they're watching TV shows, or they're online. And Hollywood only tells you the one side. They only show you the influencers. They show you how they look and what they're doing and how these kids, I mean, look at the fucking beauty pageants, for crying out loud. The parents fucking dress the kids up like they're grown and shit. I remember I was working at a restaurant. I seen a parent walk in with two kids and they were dressed like the makeup, hair was all done up. I'm just like, what the fuck is going on with today? And the parents think
it's
cool.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The world is
they
just
got
different.
An iPhone fucking 15 or whatever the fuck they got now. You know what I mean?
I mean, I guess the kids are so different nowadays. It's like, they're so ahead of their game, but they're also so behind.
I wouldn't
they're
even
say ahead,
that.
They're
ahead,
ahead with their they're ahead with the looks.
I wouldn't even say
they want to dress and be grown so fast with the looks, but their brain functions, I think, are really behind, like 10 years behind. Like if you are 21, you are really 10 years old in the mind. That's how I feel like some of the generation now is, because they're just coming out damaged when they haven't even experienced life yet.
I guess the best advice,
like,
I
how
could
are
say
you
with
11 years old and
be
bitter?
Be a kid as long as you possibly can.
How are you 9 years old and bitter? How are you 8 years old and bitter? Like, why are you coming out damaged?
But that's choices of the parents too.
I just,
you know,
like,
that's a whole
Lord.
Other ballgame, because, like, again, talking about, you know, a particular person,
and when it's like when they can't get
when
their
the
way,
kids are like a certain age and they're already bitter and angry. There's obviously some shit going on at home.
Yeah.
You know, nobody wants to really address that behind closed doors.
That's true.
Shit ain't perfect behind closed doors.
That's
you know?
True. That's true.
So it's definitely a very good, you know, conversation. Damn, I need some water. Yeah, it's a little dry in here, but wow.
But yeah, I didn't talk to him. I didn't made his mouth dry, y'all.
No, it's dry. The weather is just really dry. It's like a moisture dry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to bring like a 40 next time. Like,
really?
I'll bring like a little Captain and Coke, be up in his mug getting fucked up. Be like, we'll be talking nude and drunk. Good evening.
Oh my gosh, we got to talk about that movie you watched, honey.
What movie was that?
The one with, what's his name from Always Sunny in Philadelphia? Blackberry. The Blackberry.
Oh, Blackberry. That was a good movie. It was based on when they were making the phone that you used to have. And what I liked about the movie was his character. You know, he was very shrewd, manipulative.
Yep, but he was a good businessman until he wasn't. Yeah. That's the thing, he wasn't.
Well, no, he realized what was going on with the company. And spoiler alert, he decided to do something different because he's seen the downfall of the company coming and he didn't want to take the fall.
Yep, so because he knew that iPhone was coming and he knew that, yep.
There was nothing he could do to stop it. So he's like, fuck it, let me just go see if I can go buy a hockey team? Let me see if I can go buy a hockey team.
Yeah, and that fell through.
Yeah, it totally did. I watched a couple movies last night, too. I watched King of New York, which is an old-ass Christopher Walken movie, which I totally forgot Wesley Snipes was in it as a cop.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he was a cop. And David Caruso from NYPD
Blue. What was that movie you're watching with Lawrence Fishburne? And he was like almost acting feminine.
That was King of New York. What? Acting? You mean the one I was watching last night?
Yeah.
He was acting feminine.
I didn't like his acting in that. I thought it was too feminine.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought he was acting gangster in it. Like,
oh my God. No, I didn't get that.
You didn't believe that he was gangster?
No, not at all. Not at all.
He's like, I don't believe he was gangster.
Not at all.
One of my favorite TV shows that connects with, you know, the drug culture is The Wire. I love that show a lot.
That show was too fucking deep for me. Give me some fucking Power. I like my fucking Power.
I'm still behind in Power. I don't even
know. No, I need you to watch Raising Kanan. Skip the Powers. Go to Raising Kanan. You like that dope boy 80s shit. You like that.
Well, yeah, because you know they got the new BMF. And that's what that is. They got the new BMF coming out season 4 or 3. Is it 3 or 4?
You'll like Raising Kanan. Snowfall, and you'll notice some of the actors, too, come from your generation, too. Yeah. The music, all that. You'll like Raising Kanan.
So you said to fuck watching Power and just go right away. Right, well, I tried to watch Empire with you, and I fell asleep on that shit. Like,
you didn't like that? That was too music. That was too musical for you. That was too dramatic.
It was way too much music in there. Like, don't get me wrong. I like musical if it's like Grease or like Saturday Night Fever or some shit. But
Jason wasn't going for that.
No, it was like every fucking other
scene. I love me some Lucius and some Cookie. I watched Empire, actually.
How many seasons did they do?
They did, I think, 5.
Really?
5 or 6. But I watched it more than once, though, because that show has so many lessons in it because also Lawrence, what's his name? Terrence Howard is such a great actor.
He is.
So is Taraji.
Yeah.
And to me, it was a very well-written show that I watched it more than once because you can. That's actually a good show where you could watch it more than once. Versus, okay, I tried to watch Power again, right?
Yeah.
I can't do that.
Because you've already watched it.
Yeah,
though.
But
that's
some shows
why.
You can keep going and watch it over and over and over again and not get tired.
That's true.
But Power was one I was like, Power is not one for me.
No.
I tried to. I'm like, no, because it's so thick and dramatic that I don't want to go through that again.
BMF you can watch from beginning to end again, too.
It's you did.
Yeah, BMF is really good. I like BMF.
BMF is good. That's a good show.
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia is really good.
Jason has watched that a million times over.
I'm behind, too. I got to get a few of the DVDs to add to my collection because I have, like, the whole season except for, like, 14 and 15, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because, you know, I've been collecting this shit since forever, like when we first got together. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you guys, that was so many memories ago.
We used to just sit at home and watch all kinds of TV shows and movies and just... I miss that DVD/VCR player. I still got it, too. It doesn't even work anymore.
And this is how far me and Jason have come, y'all. Like, I used to come and visit him back when he lived with some roommates, right?
Yep.
And we used to sit and cuddle, fuck, and everything in a little twin-size bed.
Little-ass twin-size
bed.
And
we used to just... we would sit there. I mean, it was like watch movie for hours and TV shows in that little bed. Yep. And then he moved in with me, and it was like a full size bed. And then we went to a queen. Then now we have a king that's electrical and shit. That just showed the growth of
moving
our relationship. That shows the growth of our relationship.
We were Jeffersons moving on up.
Seriously. am telling you then, yes, because even our apartment, we when Jason moved in with me, we first got together,
we had a one bedroom.
And then after we got married, we moved into a two bedroom together, you know.
I used to actually sleep on the couch in the living room a lot.
Oh, you guys, hold up. I got a squirrel moment, you guys.
Squirrel.
Coming back to a quick subject real quick. When me and Jason, I'm going to tell you how sexist this world is, like Jason had said it. When me and Jason got into our two-bedroom apartment and our landlord came for us to sign the leases, he gave the lease to Jason first and said, because he's the man. You remember that, Jason?
I do.
Because he said that Jason should sign the lease first, but he is a what? Grandchild or a son of a baby boomer.
Yep, that's
true. In his world, in our landlord's world, the man signs the lease first. He gave it to Jason first. He even put Jason's name first on the lease and everything else. And it was so funny because it was so blatant. I just had to put that in there.
Yeah.
Just to get back to that particular subject.
Well, yeah, we used to watch TV and movies and little tiny ass twin bed.
Yes. And
I made that shit nice too. That was a nice little room, man. I liked that room.
Oh my God, that room was so small.
I still can remember how it was too. Like we had the bed to the left by the wall. Had a little cubby in the left.
And the fan was in the window.
Fan was in the window sucking the hot air out when it was cold. And then we had the stereo next to the bed, had a little entertainment center with the TV, dresser to the left. Yeah, it was
telling you, yeah, like the growth of me and Jason's relationship, I tell you.
Yeah, we came a long way.
Yeah.
I remember we used to get like Mad magazines and Fangora and you'd go get ice cream for me in the summertime.
Yep.
We'd hang out.
See, I've been serving Jason ever since I met him. Oh.
Yes. Yep. Yep. You come over and cut the guy's hair, you know, the roommates there, cut their hair.
And cook for you guys.
That was fun, you know, because I remember we used to go get, what was it, Family Video. And
get
rest in
to
peace
watch.
To Family Video. But, man. We
oh,
used...
my God. He said rest in peace to Family Video.
Yeah, because now it's like, you saw what it is now, right? It's like a fucking dance place / fucking
physical therapy.
Yeah, it's like the video store is gone. Like it sucks. We used to go in there and I'd spend like $50 for the whole month, and you just rent like 20 movies, and we would go through them all, and we'd watch them. The roommates would come in there, and we'd sit there and watch them. You'd come over and make lasagna and chicken and all kinds of shit for us. And back then, everybody had a food card, so everybody was balling.
Like, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my boy Jose. We'd be sitting there
eating
Mexican
I remember
food
the food
one week.
Oh my God. Oh. I remember the food stamp card days, y'all. Like, oh, I remember that shit. Oh, everybody was like, nowadays, they're still cracking down on that shit now. But I used to have a guy that I used to get them from on a regular basis. Oh my God. In exchange for like, basically paying his child support. Like
we were balling out of control.
Yeah, like that was the greatest shit ever.
We were a motherfucker with four shopping carts walking out with
God, this shit was so great. Like now we had to go back to paying for our own fucking groceries.
But you know,
right,
realistically though, I like the
inflation.
Fact that our budget is what it is because we're able to get just what we need.
I know, but I miss those days of
But even like, if we got it wouldn't fit in the fucking fridge because the fridge is too small.
This is true. I just missed the days of like it just not costing so much.
Well, that and plus just the cost of
living
the shit in general. Like, because when you, for example, like Pepsi and Coke, I don't know if a lot of people notice, but if you go to the dollar stores now, your Pepsi and Coke's about to be $1.75 and they're about to turn places into Dollar Tree Pluses. So that means the only really true dollar stores you're going to have is those like 99 cent stores or
well,
less.
You're barely
going to
have those unless they're going to be stuff that's coming all the way from like China.
It's crazy.
Because that's, it's,
oh, and big news. Got to change squirrel moment here. Squirrel moment. Today is the official day McDonald's is doing the Shamrock Shake.
Oh, yeah. That's true,
I'm pretty excited. We actually went and got a couple of them, and
knocked him out. And it was incredibly sweet.
So
incredibly
sweet.
Incredibly.
It was really good, but it was sweet. Note to myself, next time I'm going to get the small one like you did, because that bitch knocked me out.
He was out of there.
She took a picture of it and everything. Like, I'm like.
And put it on Instagram, Facebook. Yes, I did.
Oh, man. But, yeah, it's interesting. We've been together almost 6 years, but we've been together. We've really been married almost 6 years.
There we go.
But we've been together like 11 years. And it's crazy because when I moved in with you, it was April 1st. I remember.
Yes, it was.
It was April fucking Fools. Yes, the joke's on you.
Oh, shit.
Kathy's like, fuck you.
Yeah, like seriously. Like,
it was not a joke. Like, fuck you, motherfucker. If I could just push you down the fucking steps and have your ass limping back in the room. Like, we say that in jest, you know, because in the beginning it was like Worldwide Wrestling Federation. We can say it. Like, we were really, it was very tense in the beginning. I think a lot of it was because we weren't as transparent as we are now with each other. We weren't as comfortable with each other as we are now. And the best thing I could say, if you're in a relationship or beginning in a relationship,
please communicate.
Be transparent.
Yeah, up
say
front.
What the fuck you want. If you like fucking, you know, flip flops and don't want to wear shoes, you need to tell that person that. And if the other person wants a tattoo on their head, you have to like let them know that, hey, I got a tattoo on my head. Is that okay? And I'd be like, sure. You got two tattoos? No, because the funny thing is, when Kathy and I got together, she had no tattoos. Then we started going to the Gathering of Juggalos, and we were going to these different music festivals and shit and concerts. And next thing you know, she looks like she's in Miami, Inc. You know what I'm saying? She's beautiful, though. You know what I'm saying? Beautiful black woman. Got tattoos all over. She's my beautiful black queen, y'all. I fucking love her, y'all.
But you do, though. Y'all be up front with each other.
You got to. Be transparent. Say what the fuck you want.
Yeah, because it's the beginning. So at the end of the day, don't go to impress, honestly.
And
just be up front because you want them to like you from the rip off the rip. Don't pretend or anything
like
that.
Yes, and cut the bullshit and save you both a headache and time. Just be straight up with one another. You know what I'm saying? Paula Abdul said it best. Straight up now tell me. Do you really want to love me forever? Oh. Am I just a hit and run? Well, with that, y'all, we're close to the end of another fantastic episode of Talking Nude. I am one of your hosts, Jason, and it's my beautiful wife.
Hello. I'm kidding.
Her name is not hello.
I know that, you guys. Sorry, I got distracted. I was
she looked
at
her phone for
phone.
Two fucking seconds.
I know, I told you, distraction.
Looking at a TikTok like, squirrel.
Like, no, it was actually an Instagram. Somebody
said
something. Well,
I am one of your hosts, Jason, and this
and
is my beautiful wife.
I am Mrs. Kathy A. Follow me on TikTok, you guys, and follow my series, Tarot Card Chronicles. So make sure you follow my page at Miss Kathy A on TikTok.
And Google Bravo Cuts, y'all, if you want your hair hooked up. As always, have a great night. We'll see y'all again on another fine episode of Talking Nude. We out.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Taking off my clothes, now I'm
talking nude.
Yeah, that's what I do, y'all. Taking off my clothes, now I'm
talking nude.
Rubbing ice all over my chest, and now I'm sitting here just
talking nude.
Yeah, eating a whole box of Twinkies, and now I'm just
talking new.
Kathy's over there wearing her kimono, but now I feel like taking it off her, so now she can be
talking new.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all
yeah,
have a great, yeah. great night, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Talking new. Yeah. One, two. Yeah. Yeah. Talking new. Yeah.
Yeah.
Take off your clothes.
Yeah.
Oh, and if you want to be a guest, reach out to Kathy. And we'll make it happen, y'all. So be easy, be kind,
bye.
Be kind to one another.